Oh, this is the Real BS Show again on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Nice and sunny.
Hey, I had a little tragedy this week in my life. Or in everybody's life, I guess. My brother passed away on Monday.
Oh, geez.
And I was thinking maybe we'd just play some music in honor of him.
Yeah.
You know, just something I think he would like, but
right.
I don't know. Low-keyed, kind of different, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a shock, you know? What a shock.
Right. I mean,
they told him 5 years ago he had cancer and he had a year to live.
Right.
So that was 5 years ago. And he's been doing fairly good as far as I could tell.
Right.
And it just happened, you know? Don't know exactly what happened.
Right.
It's all pretty quiet, but it's just a shocker, you know. You don't know what to think of it, you know, when that happens.
Right.
Someone close to you like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough way for things to go.
Well, I guess it happens to everybody, right?
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Yeah.
Sometimes sooner. But yeah, a good guy. I mean, I never heard him speak a bad word about anybody.
Yeah.
Him and Laura, his wife, they used to come and watch the band. A lot of places we played, they'd show up.
That's where I met him, you know.
Yeah, that was a bit surprising, but I don't know. It was a nice treat, you know. Nice to see him there.
Yeah, he used to come out all the time to the bands when you played out there in different places. Somehow knew, you know, where you were playing.
Cambridge Springs to Erie, you know, all the way, all in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah,
And he was a good, he was a good welder, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he welded all his life until he hurt his back, and then he drove a fork truck out at GE for...
Yeah.
For I don't know how many years, but he always worked. He was a hard worker, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He worked for Raven Sound there in between Bucyrus Erie and GE.
Oh, really?
And he knocked himself out, that's for sure.
Huh.
So so maybe we'll just play a pile of songs and kind of that focus around a kind-hearted, you know, person like him.
Yeah, soft, nice vibe. He was very chill, you know. You said, he really didn't have anything bad to say to anybody. He was more quiet, I noticed, but that's okay. We need those type of people.
Yeah, you got too many loudmouths.
That's true, you know.
But, you know, and his kids were good kids. I mean, really good kids.
Yeah.
Andy and Mark. And so, I don't know. Laura's been through a lot. She's had a lot of, her brothers and sisters are, you know, quite a few of them have died.
Yeah.
He had a Corvette Stingray he loved. You know, I didn't even know he had it until I seen him one time with it. And it was, I was shocked. I was surprised.
Right.
I helped him start building his house, you know, the foundation part and everything like that, and maybe a little bit more, but most of it he did himself.
Right.
And so he had a pretty good life. He always made a good income, and Laura worked too quite a bit. So I mean, they had a good income, and they really didn't have any big bills, you know.
Right.
You know, you don't have to pay rent and all that stuff. He just bought building supplies as he could. But he always did everything himself. I know that. He was a wood splitter, too. He had a lot of wood split up back there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know. You just think back of all the days when you're growing up, you know, in your younger years, because that's when we were together a lot, and we went through the same things, you know.
Right.
With the parents, you know, we did battle with them together,
right?
And sometimes it wasn't too pleasant.
Yeah,
but we survived. Maybe that's why he kept his mouth shut so much. You know?
That could be true.
He learned that from my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
You just keep your mouth shut. But, yeah, I don't know. let's do that. Let's just play some songs that kind of remember.
Yeah.
Remember Mel.
Yeah.
It's you know, me and him weren't close buddies, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But,
family is family, though, you know?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, we grew up in the same household and the same poorness, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
We were poor, no doubt about that. And,
you both made something for yourselves, you know?
Well, he did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about me.
Yeah, I think.
The jury's still out on that one.
Yeah, but,
all I do is play some music a couple times a week and split wood the rest of the time, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. When I kick off and nobody's going to care, and nobody's going
to... Well, I'll care, Bill.
Well, yeah, okay, one person.
Well, yeah, your kids will care, too. I'm sure quite a few others.
Might, they might, yeah. I tried to do the right thing, but, you know, there's no manual on how to raise kids.
No.
You know, and at least I never seen one. And,
no.
And... The way other people do it, I definitely know that's not right.
I think there's quite a few different ways to raise kids, you know.
But, well, you don't hand them everything that under the sun, and you don't be mean to them. And,
no. I think the best lesson I've ever learned is you sometimes have to let them fail, and that's hard.
Oh, sure.
And it's not easy being a parent and seeing your kids fail because you want to step in and kind of show them the ropes, but sometimes you have to let them fail to learn because they have to learn themselves, you know.
Yeah, they get into trouble. You can't bail them out every time they get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of stupid. You know? Let them pay the price.
Yeah, because I mean, hopefully you raise them so they don't have to deal with that, but and let them fail early in their lives, but you don't want them big failures, you know. But yeah, I think that's the lesson learned, is sometimes you have to let them fail. And usually you want that to happen early in their lives. So they know that you have some wisdom. And, of course, we don't, as parents, you don't have know everything. There's no way.
Yeah.
You know? I think a lot of the things I did as a parent was trying to not do some things my parents did. No, nothing against them. But some of the things they did was how you did things 100 years ago. And I'm not joking. They were very conservative parents, you know? And those things didn't work. You know, nowadays, the fathers are more involved in their kids' lives than ever. You know, when I was younger, that's not the case at all. Your father maybe threw a ball once in a while, but that's it.
I never got that. I did nothing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All I knew is that, and my brother Mel, he figured it out real early, too, 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
Just from watching my dad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no alcohol, period. Just none. And he lived a sober life, that's for sure.
Right.
And while the rest of the world's out getting drunk and doing this and that, and he didn't.
Right.
Stuck to his guns. And he raised his kids good, too. I mean, they, you know, football and wrestling and all that stuff. And
yeah.
He was a big fan of wrestling, and he liked to go to football games.
Right.
He was a Fort LaBeouf guy through and through.
Yeah.
You know, he a lot of memories there, a lot of memories, good and bad, you know.
Yeah.
There's both. But it's just a shocker, just a real shocker. So let's play some songs that just kind of that make me remember or make me feel like... Something little dedicated to him, you know, just his attitude and his demeanor.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Isn't it funny how time seems to slip away so fast? Chance, If life is so short, why won't you let me love you before we run out of time? If love is so strong, why won't you take the chance before our time has come? If life is so short, if life is so short, crying out for you to be with me. If life is so short, why won't you let me love you before we run out of time? If love is so strong, why won't you take the chance before our time has come? If life is so short, if life is so short, how I feel for you. And when you're in my arms, all my dreams come true. And when you're not around, you can hardly see these tears that I'm crying out are for you to be with me. If life is so short, why won't you let me love you before we run out of time? If love is so strong, why won't you take the chance before our time has come? If life is so short, if life is so short, I'm not afraid to die. stand tall when they're calling you out. Don't bend, don't break, baby, don't back down. It's my life, and it's now or never. Cause I ain't gonna live forever, and I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life.
Weighing on your mind,
are flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt she found my letters and read each one out loud. Yeah. I prayed that she would finish, but she just kept right on, strumming my pain with her fingers, singing my life with the words, killing me softly with her song, killing me softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly with her song. only that we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea.
Virginia, home out in my mind, take me home.
country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, oh man, take me home, take me home. Country roads. Country roads, take me home. Oh, country roads, take me home. 1, 2, 3.
Keep his mind on nothing else. He'd trade the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can't do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend, puts her down. Hear when you don't say a thing.
smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Oh, yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
This is a little memorial to Mel. What's that? Mel Memorial.
Yeah.
Not only Mel, but Laura, too. I mean, they were a team, no doubt about it. They lasted a long time.
Right.
I think from, I don't know when, 72 maybe, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Till now. So that's a long time. And I don't know. I think they had a good life. I just don't know what to say. It's still a shock, you know. It's still a shock to me. And
yeah.
And I guess we all knew it was coming, but it's still. Just didn't realize that this was going to happen like that fast. So I picked out a song for the end of the show here. We'll say goodbye to everybody and be safe. Try to be happy.
Hug your loved ones, too.
Huh?
Hug your loved ones, too.
Yeah. Just count your blessings. And, you know, it just, like I said, it happened so fast or something. It just seemed like it. You know?
Life is too short.
Bam.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see you next weekend. Yeah. Next week. And I picked out this song for the end because it's... It's a Beatles song, but they redid it their own way, and it seems fitting. It just seems fitting to me. So hopefully it's fitting for them too. Okay, Seth?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness,
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.